Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel for our celebration of the Reformation of the Church is written in John's Gospel, the 8th chapter, beginning with the 31st verse. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The Son remains forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The sermon for our celebration of the Reformation is based on the gospel lesson I just read from John chapter 8. If you would like to follow along with the written sermon notes this morning, they're on page 2 in the bulletin. I'm going to begin the sermon this morning with an updated version of our gospel lesson from John chapter 8. "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." And we answered, "We are offspring of Martin Luther and the Reformation for generations. Why, I grew up Lutheran. I've never been a slave of anyone. What is this business about you will be set free?" And with that thinking, we show why the Reformation of the Church can never remain simply a was, an historical remembrance or observance, but rather the Reformation always needs to be an is. For you and I, we need to be reformed by that wonderful word of God, the gospel that sets us free. As we consider the freedom that is ours in Jesus Christ, we often fall into the ditch on either side of the freedom road. On the one hand, we often underestimate the power of sin and fool ourselves into thinking that sin has no sway over us, that we don't need to be set free. The Jews who believed in Jesus, who are referenced in our gospel lesson, were so focused on their heritage that they could not see their need. Is that us? Can we see our need to be set free from sin? Sin easily enslaves us. Dysfunction, addiction, or maybe just that rut of repeating that same sin over and over and over again. When we do not acknowledge or even recognize the power that sin has over us, we make it easy for that old satanic foe. But the ditch on the other side of the freedom road also looms large. It's the ditch called, "God forgives me by grace. I'm free. I can do whatever I want. It doesn't matter." Really? St. Paul writes in Romans chapter 6, What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? We were baptized into Christ's death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. So what does it mean to be set free? How do we avoid the danger of resting on our spiritual heritage laurels on the one hand, or on the other hand, saying, it doesn't matter, I'll just do whatever I please? If the good news of the Reformation is that the weight, the burden of the law has been lifted from us, that we can't justify ourselves before God, but we don't need to because Christ has done it for us, that you and I now stand before God righteous because we are wrapped with the robe of Christ's righteousness, then what does the good news that we are set free look like in our lives? As we gather to celebrate the Reformation of the Church this day, let me suggest what it looks like. We are both set free from and set free to. We are in Christ. We have been set free from all of those futile efforts to justify ourselves before God, to somehow try to atone for our own sin, to try to make ourselves right before God. None of that works. And in Christ, we have been set free from those futile efforts. We have been set free from the nagging voice of the law that always whispers, never enough. But at the same time, we are in Christ, and we have been set free too, to love God and love others, to serve God and serve those around us, to spend ourselves and our lives freely and joyfully and with a great sense of purpose and fulfillment in being the good news in the lives of others, in showing the love of God to others, not because we have to, not because we earn anything for doing that before God, but freely, because that is who we are as baptized children of God. You have been set free to live a new life, a different life, a changed life. You are baptized into Christ's death and resurrection that you might die daily to sin and rise daily to live a new life to His glory. You, in your baptism, are set free to be the person God made you to be, living generously, loving deeply, serving vigorously. You are set free. Free to be the poster child for what the gospel of Jesus Christ looks like in the life of a disciple who daily abides in Him. Yes, the Son sets you free. You are free indeed. Now and forever. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus now and forever. Amen. We join now in confessing